WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting will include three agreements related to the Kyle Field redevelopment project. The 30-year deal, which commits $36 million in the hotel occupancy tax, gives the Convention and Visitors Bureau access to several A&M facilities. CVB Board President Hunter Goodwin says the access comes with no cost in some cases, along with discounted parking, including new meeting space at Kyle Field.
The current cost for the daily rental of the zone is $7,000, and under this agreement it would be zero. The current cost of Reed was greater than that number, and it would be zero. So the numbers, the daily, so if you used the zone club for multiple days, for example 3 days, it would be $21,000 versus zero.
Goodwin says this opens the door to hosting large state and national events.
We're not going to utilize this facility to have local, small events. If they want to have 300 to 400 folks, 500 folks, they can do that at the Hilton, and they can pay free market rent.
The deal, which also cuts prices to use the MSC, the Rudder Complex, and the Penberthy Sports Complex, was also instrumental in not moving Aggie football games out of town during the construction period. Two people have been killed in a weekend fire that consumed a home in Chapel Hill. The Washington County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as 53-year-old Jeanette Laster and her boyfriend, 50-year-old David Michael Wright. Authorities say the home was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived shortly after 3 a.m. Sunday. They say a third person was badly burned and taken to a Houston hospital for treatment. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire, which is the second fatal fire in Washington County this year. An elderly man died in a house fire in January. The Downtown Bryan Association has asked the City Council for the money to nearly double the pay of its executive director, add two full-time employees, and add four paid interns.
Association President Ben Hardiman proposes they take over management of the Palace Theater and the Texas Reds Festival. Hardiman says there's been a significant growth in the membership, programs, activities, and leadership in the downtown community. That's among the reasons to increase the executive director's pay from $34,000 to $65,000 a year and spend $92,000 to cover a new program manager, a new operations manager, and four interns from A&M. The city currently contributes $55,000. The DBA wants another $40,000 to cover personnel expenses through the end of September. City staff say the money would come from the general fund and the hotel occupancy tax. The DBA has also asked the city to triple what it currently gives in the next fiscal year to $165,000. The association would also keep all revenue generated from the Palace, while the city would keep revenue generated from the Reds Festival. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The professional career of College Station Fire Chief R.B. Alley is completing a full circle. After sending firefighters from Virginia to the A&M Fire School for years, Alley took the College Station job. After 8 years, Alley retires this week and returns to Virginia Beach, where he spent his first 28 years in firefighting.
We've been very fortunate to have that type of system in place to let the voters say we need it, to go ahead and get this stuff acquired, to build the stations and purchase the apparatus and hire the people. And all of it's expensive, and we know that, but in order to have a city that's safe, a city that's protected on a daily basis, those are some of the things you have to be prepared to do to keep it safe here.
During Alley's tenure, College Station built and staffed three fire stations and added a fourth staffed ambulance team. Last week, A&M promoted the Aggie Ken doll. This week, we learn A&M is the first university in Texas to come out with its own line of fragrances.
Mesick Collegiate Fragrances will release the exclusive Aggie cologne and perfume on August 18th. The company already makes the product for 10 other schools, including the University of Alabama. Chris Summer, TSN News.
The fragrance will include rich hints of rose, vanilla, and apple in a nod to the school colors. And both sides claim victory from yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling over affirmative action in college admissions decisions. From Abigail Fisher, the Austin woman who sued the University of Texas when she was not admitted in 2008.
You know, they gave us everything that we asked for. And I'm very confident that UT won't be able to use race in the future.
From UT President Bill Powers,
we're particularly heartened that the framework laid out by the Grutter case remains in place, not just for the University of Texas at Austin, but for higher education institutions throughout the United States.
Powers says the ruling will have no impact on admissions decisions UT has already made or any immediate impact on the school's overall admissions policy. WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merrymaids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
Now, tell me, who can resist that? And at RV Station's huge 4th of July sale in Bryan, USA, we make it easy to take your favorite little buddy camping. Why a pre 4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country at the huge pre 4th sale. Get a 2013 Puma 28 VHS bunkhouse. This one has all the options, folks. Just $18,995. Stock number 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Redhawk Class C double slider, folks. Travel in style and take $19,500 off MSRP. Just $67,995. Stock number 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Don't be silly. Come to RV Station.
See, even a child knows where to shop. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrassesBounty.com.
High pressure will bring sunshine to the region today and warm temperatures. Really not looking for much in the way of rainfall over the next several days. Today, 95 to near 100. Tonight, clear, warm, 75 overnight. High pressure is with us again tomorrow. Lots of sun, 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. During the day on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny and highs will be around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:13, and we'll do Jethro trivia in a minute. But then, just a kind of an informal poll. Okay, Julie's here this morning from the chamber, and Lee is here from the Humane Society. How are you doing, ladies?
Doing wonderful.
Okay, and then it's Kat and Kevin, and so
hello.
Very nice.
So that was Kevin, although I commonly make strange voices.
Yes. We have a list of the top 10, but I never do 10, so we have a list of the top 8 favorite potato chip flavors. Top 8 potato chip flavors. So, what is your favorite potato chip flavor would be the question. Okay, Kat, yours?
Sour cream and onion.
Okay, sour cream and onion. That comes in at number three. Kevin?
I would say probably the barbecue kettle chips.
That's number one.
Really?
That's number one. Uh-huh.
See, I never liked barbecue flavored chips.
Julie? Well, you don't have to eat them.
I would have to say that the Ruffles cheddar and sour cream. Okay. I ate tons of those when I was growing up.
Okay. All right. Okay. And Leah?
Yeah. And going to be different as well. Salt and vinegar.
Oh, those are yummy too.
Salt
those
and vinegar.
Are good.
Yeah. It's.
Those are good on a brittle hard chip. You know.
Number 8 is honey mustard.
I don't know about honey mustard.
I don't like honey mustard on anything. I just don't. Anyway, number 7 is sweet onion. Number 6, cheddar and sour cream.
Hey.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Number 5, rotisserie chicken.
Okay, they have that in England.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got a lot of things in England. And we don't have them here for a good reason. Number four is spicy jalapeno.
That's not bad.
Yeah, number three is the sour cream and onion. Number two is the salt and vinegar. And number one is barbecue. And the thing is, though, but barbecue can be so many different
things. Yes, it can. Mm-hmm.
It can be a spicy barbecue. It can be a sweet barbecue.
Can be Asian barbecue.
Could be Asian barbecue.
North Carolina barbecue.
Yeah, any of those.
Well, and I was in Target a couple weeks ago, and they Lay's has come out with all these crazy flavored chips.
Yeah.
And there was one, I think it was chicken and waffles.
Well, see, they did a contest. They brought those out, and they asked people to decide which was best or something.
Yeah.
And one of them that they did was called Charleston barbecue.
Hmm. Okay, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, and it was different than their other barbecue chips, which was a sweeter one, I think. And but anyway. And I remember being in Canada, and they had gravy. Beef gravy, you know.
Just doesn't sound very appealing.
And they had ketchup, you know.
They have ketchup.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You can see ketchup here in America now. I think they've done that.
Yeah, they did have.
Yeah, in England, they have prawn and ketchup flavored crisps. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Now, let's go on to the serious business, and that is, of course, Jethro Trivia's, our oddly informative little pop quiz. We'll soon have prizes for it, but not right now. Today's topic is time is money. Time is money. And what we'll do is we'll go now in reverse order, in that Leah, you'll answer first, and then Julie, and then Kevin, and then Kat. Okay, so hard to wake up in the morning. We all know that, but a new alarm clock promises to get us up out of bed once and for all. What does it do if you don't get up? Does it A, squirt water in your face, B, shreds your money, C, set your house on fire, or D, self-destructs within 15 seconds? Once again, this alarm clock promises to get you up and out of bed. Does it A, squirt water in your face, B, shred your money, C, set your house on fire, or D, self-destructs in 15 seconds? Leah?
Well, I'm assuming you obviously have to load it with your own money, but I'm going to go with that just for some
Shred your money, okay. All right.
I'm going to have to go with that one as well, because since the title was Time is Money.
Oh, look at you tied right
into
that.
Take a guess at that one. I'm using my context clues.
Got it. Okay, very good. All right, Kevin?
Just to be mildly obtuse, I'm going to go with sprays water in your face.
Yeah, which would seem to make sense. Okay, and Kat?
I also was going to go with money, because how can the alarm clock aim?
That's right. The boy loses today. The boy loses. It is shreds your money.
Okay.
Seattle inventor Rich Olson has invented an alarm clock with a paper shredder built in. And as Leah said, you put some money in the night before, $1 bills or a 50 or whatever motivates you. And if you don't turn off the alarm within 60 seconds, the clock shreds your money.
But if you put it in, then I'm sure you know how to get it out, too.
Also true.
I would sit up, take the money out, and just go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't work for me.
No, Olson isn't looking to monetize his work. Instead, in keeping with the collaborative spirit of the age, he has posted a guide to making your own cash-eating alarm clock on a blog called Nothing Labs, along with a video demonstration. So there you go.
Oh my.
All right, what happens at the what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we are up to our
ears. You have dogs and cats,
right now. Yeah, we're not up to our ears in money, but we have plenty of dogs and cats. We still have a couple days left of our Nine Lives for $9 because June is Adopt-A-Cat Month. So if you're interested in an adult cat, we have 9 cats currently available for a $9 adoption. So it's a really great deal. And then there's kitten doubles as well. So if you adopt one kitten, why not adopt another kitten? And it kind of buy one, get one.
Okay, sure. So, why not? Okay, yeah.
You know, if you're going to get kittens,
why not get
two of them?
Yeah.
So great opportunities there. We didn't leave out the dogs. There's 12 dogs for $12 as well. So great opportunities there. And we do have plenty. Oh my goodness. We have lots and lots of dogs. We have lots of cats to choose from, but we do have a lot of dogs. We have a lot of animals in foster care, but every single day, it being puppy and kitten season, we're looking for more foster homes. So if you're interested, please, 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 now is the time. And a lot of times these kittens only need like 2 weeks. They're somewhere in the neighborhood of the 6-7 week mark. Our kittens, any of our animals, have to be 8 weeks and 2 pounds for us to adopt them out. So if you're interested in foster care, you have a little bit of extra space in your home, kittens are super easy and they are entertaining as well. So check out our website, aggielandhumane.org. Now next month, July 8th, 9th, and 10th is our next summer camp. So we do have spaces available. It's a little more than half full at the moment. So if you're interested in having your 8 to 12-year-old attend Camp Humane, go to our website as well, and you can print off the forms and fill them out. Get them turned back in, because we only have space for 24 children. And then we will have another camp in August if that one works out better for you as well. So we're also looking for camp counselors for that. We had enough camp counselors for the first camp in June. We had two of them that could not come on for the next camp. So we are looking for a couple more camp counselors. So if that's something you're interested in, it's just 3 days. You're there to get to hang out with the kids, and you get to watch all the fun activities that they're doing as well. I mean, we have guest speakers from search and rescue animals to reptiles, birds of prey rehabilitators, some people involved with larger livestock and so forth as well. So really great day, 3 days actually, of fun for the kids to participate in. So, and again, if you're a camp counselor, you get to see some of those. I mean, these speakers are bringing, I think the reptile people brought like a 12-foot, I don't know what it was, snake, but it was big.
A 12-foot snake.
Big. Yeah. I don't know.
Who cares what it's called?
I don't know what it was.
Snake.
It was
right. Yeah.
Big, and
yeah.
I'm sure she will correct me later. but it was a whole lot of fun for them and activities as well. So, again, that's coming up July 8th, 9th, and 10th. Watch for us at PetSmart with our puppies and dogs on Saturdays from 11 to 2, and then we're out at the cats are available at PetSmart anytime we are open. Now, there's still a cat. I may have talked about him before here. His name is Basket. He's a really great cat.
He's a basket case.
He's a little more sane than a basket case.
Okay.
He's a great cat. He's a larger adult cat. Has been with us a while. Was adopted out once, and it didn't quite work out for them. He couldn't handle just a single room, which mm-hmm. is okay. And they brought him back. We're hoping to find him a good home, maybe a larger home to wander through and explore and mm-hmm. so forth. So great opportunities there to see him. Again, he's at PetSmart anytime they're open. We also want to remind everybody, it is not the time of year to put your dog in the car.
No. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
It is not the time of year to put your dog in the bed of your pickup.
Yeah. No.
It is not the time of year to walk your dog on the asphalt. Yeah. Take off your own shoes. That's why we wear shoes. Mm-hmm. And we do see it every day here. Dogs coming in with foot injuries from the hot asphalt. And you can just drive around Bryan College Station watching people walk their dogs, especially when they're stopped at an intersection, trying to cross the intersection. That poor dog is tap dancing on the ground. So there's some information you'll see on our Facebook posted occasionally about that. Please, please don't do that. And people a lot of times don't think about the beds of their pickups, because dogs are just so excited to go for that ride. They jump in, you're sitting at a stoplight, and they're just baking in there. So keep all that in mind and tell your friends. For more information, go to our website, aggielanehumane.org. Check us out on Facebook, Aggie Lane Humane Society, or visit us at 5359 Leonard Road.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Leah here from the Humane Society. Now let's turn our attention to the chamber, and Julie's here this morning. You doing all right today?
I'm doing great.
All right, what do you have for us?
Well, just starting out with a quick note about our community leadership briefing. I know we were advertising that. It was originally supposed to be June 20th, but just letting everybody know that we had to postpone that until fall 2013. Just had a few scheduling difficulties, so because of that, we had to reschedule it. So stay tuned. Next thing coming up, we are super, super excited about this, our Ladies Night event, Friday, July 19th at the Hilton College Station from 7 to 11 p.m. Title sponsor this year is Pepsi. This year, we're going to have dinner, dancing, fashion show, casino tables, all sorts of fun stuff.
And stories to be untold forever.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So, and the cool thing about this event, the theme this year is Sail Away to Ladies Night. So it's like a cruise ship theme. We wanted this theme to be kind of, I guess, in a way, loosely interpreted. We want it to be a little bit easier to dress up for this year. So you can either dress up like you're going to dinner on a cruise ship, or you can wear kind of like beachy type attire, like a Hawaiian shirt, just kind of however you'd like to interpret it. So, you know, yank something out of your closet and join us. $50 for individuals, and tables of 8 or 10 start at $400. So if you'd like more information or like to purchase tickets, you can contact us at the chamber at 260-5200, or you can go to our website, www.bcschamber.org. All right. Next thing coming up is our Lunch and Learn with Carrie Beck, and that's Tuesday, July 9th at the Chamber office. It's going to be from 11:45 to 1, sponsored by Beck Construction. And the topic for this one is relationship marketing, marketing on a tiny budget. So I think that's one that anybody could really find useful. So mm-hmm. if you'd like to sign up for that one, it's free, but you just have to RSVP to attend and bring your own lunch. So again, free to attend, but you just need to let us know if you're coming. All right, our next new member orientation is Monday, July 22nd from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Chamber of Commerce. So if you are a new Chamber member or you'd like more information about the Chamber, join us on Monday, July 22nd from 4 to 5 p.m. Next business after hours, Thursday, July 25th at Pebble Creek Country Club, located at 4500 Pebble Creek Parkway in College Station. As always, 5:30 to 7 in the evening. Free food, drinks, networking, all that good stuff. Bring your business cards. It's a great opportunity to meet other business people in the community. Our Community Impact Awards are going to be, the luncheon is going to be Tuesday, July 30th at Pebble Creek Country Club from 11:45 to 1. Nomination forms for this are due Tuesday, July 9th, and you can email those to tracy@bcschamber.org. And this is, you can nominate African-American, American Indian, Asian, Hispanic, and or women-owned businesses. So if you'd like to nominate a business in the community, again, you can call us at the Chamber for more information or just email the nomination form straight to Tracy. All right, ribbon cutting's coming up this week. We have one today for Pratt & Andrews Orthodontics located at 1712 Rock Prairie Road in College Station. It's going to be at 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. We have one on Thursday. It's a deluxe ribbon cutting for Amico Nave at 203 East Villa Maria Road in Bryan. That one is at 4:30 as well. And then we have one on Friday for Johnson Performance and Wellness, and that one is located on University Drive in College Station. That one, please note, is at 11:30 a.m. So, and then our Platinum Member Spotlight for the week is HEB.
All right, good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep, visit the folks from the Chamber as well on Tuesdays. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Will King joins us in just a minute.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Will King joins us this morning from the Bush Library Museum. You've got a forum coming up tonight.
That's right, we do. It's with Jessica Wapner. This is actually the last forum that we're going to have in association with the genome exhibit. So if you haven't been out to the genome exhibit for some reason yet, we'll be open for free on July 4th, so that'll be your opportunity. But also come out to this issues forum. Jessica Wapner is an author. She's going to be talking about her book, The Philadelphia Chromosome, and the full subtitle to that is A Mutant Gene and the Quest to Cure Cancer at the Genetic Level.
Oh, well, curing cancer, doing anything in the genetic level, that's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So she'll be talking about that again tonight, 7 p.m., totally free event. We do ask that you make a reservation just so we know how many people are coming so that we can provide you free catering and everything afterwards.
Oh, cool. What's the number to call to do your RSVP thing?
Yeah, you can call 691-4014 or just call the main line and ask for events.
Okay. And since it's opening, one of the great occasions coming up this, before we know it, I mean, it's going to be the 4th of July pretty soon.
That's right. It's almost on top of us. The full name of that one is the College Station Noon Lions Club's I Love America 4th of July celebration.
So that's a Thursday. It's going to be interesting when it's in the middle of the week, you know, because I know a lot of people are going to be taking Friday off, and this ought to be packed as usual.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're waiting until the weekend to take your July 4th holiday, I mean, definitely come on out. We'll have... You know, as per usual, we'll have all the concessions and games and everything starting around 5 o'clock. This year's live entertainment starting at 6 o'clock is the Docks. They were there last year. And starting at 7:30 will be Clayton Gardner. Of course, starting around 8:50 or so will mm-hmm. be the Brazos Valley Symphony. So you don't want to miss them. And then the fireworks should start around 9:45.
Okay. So kind of the format that's always been used, but more live entertainment prior to the to the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, so that's kind of good, too.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the docks were pretty popular last year, so they're back by demand.
Now, what happens as far as parking and access is concerned?
Yeah, parking, you know, you have free parking at the West Campus Garage and Reed Arena lots. You'll have free shuttles starting around 4:30 or so. It'll bring you to the site. And those shuttles will be running on loop continuously, taking you back and forth between the museum and the parking areas. They'll be going, you know, right after the event as well. We'll have extra shuttles that'll be added there. So the parking shouldn't be an issue. You know, last year they cleared everybody out from the museum site in about half an hour, which, considering all the number of people that were there, was quite a feat.
And it is. It's something to go see. It's something, again, that's a great thing for our community to have. Lions Club, of course, been doing fireworks for a long time, but getting together with the library and museum makes it all the better. So, once again, now, when's the Genome Project, when does that close?
It closes on July the 5th, and did I mention that we're open for free on July the 4th?
I think you did
I just want to make sure I mentioned that.
Yeah, that's right. Free to everybody, so if you have folks coming into town, let them see that. Okay, all that information is available on the website, which is?
bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Okay, Will King here this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Stronger demand for durables. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Demand for expensive manufactured products picked up last month. The Commerce Department reports orders for durable goods rose a little more than 3.5% in May. Commercial aircraft orders were especially strong, but demand for computers, electronics, and machinery also improved. Sony has introduced the SmartWatch 2. The device is worn on the wrist. It connects with smartphones that run on the Android operating system. The updated version is getting more attention than the original SmartWatch because of the new focus on wearable technology. Working past 65 may not be a viable plan for boosting your retirement income. The Social Security Administration estimates about a quarter of today's 20-year-olds will become disabled before they reach age 67. Even workers who have disability policies are likely to find payments end when they turn 65. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Summer is here. Make every moment count. Starbucks Refreshers are the perfect pick-me-up to get you through your 3 p.m. lull. Refreshers are made with real fruit juice and green coffee extract, which contains the caffeine found naturally in green coffee beans. Go to Starbucks for your Refreshers 3 p.m. wake-up call Thursday through Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. and enjoy half off all three handcrafted Starbucks Refreshers, Valencia Orange, Very Berry Hibiscus, or Cool Lime. Refreshers 3 p.m. wake-up call at Starbucks. At participating stores, limited time offer.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time this year, there's been a fire in Washington County resulting in death. In Chapel Hill, a house fire early Sunday morning left two dead. They were identified as 50-year-old David Michael Wright and his girlfriend, 53-year-old Jeanette Laster. A third person's in a Houston hospital after they were badly burned. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire, which was fully involved upon arrival. Last January, an elderly man died in a house fire. Three more steps in bringing a new manufacturer to Bryan are going before the city council.
It will take 13 acres of land at the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan to build an electrical substation to accommodate access pipe and tube. Tonight's council agenda includes spending $174,000 for the land purchase. Money from BTU operating funds will pay for the land. The same account would receive more than $880,000 from the proposed sale of 23 acres of land Access wants to buy from the city. It's adjacent to 159 acres Access purchased from the Joint City-County Economic Development Foundation. Along the northern border of the property line lies what is now a private road. The council is being asked to turn that into a public street from Highway 6 to Mumford Road. What will be called Lewis McCullen Road will be maintained by the county for the first 10 years, then it will be annexed into the city. Access announced 2 months ago building a $120 million facility. Over the next 10 years, the direct and indirect economic impact is estimated at more than 500 jobs, earning more than $186 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Kyle Field redevelopment project was the vehicle to create more opportunities to the local tourism industry. Three agreements will be considered by the College Station City Council Thursday night to give A&M $36 million from the hotel occupancy tax over the next 30 years.
All good relationships, they work when both sides are motivated, and I think in this instance, the university was looking for a way to pay for a very expensive stadium, and the city was looking for a way to keep the games here as well as find a way to access facilities, and we've come up with a really unique agreement.
Convention and Visitors Bureau Board President Hunter Goodwin says several A&M facilities will be available at discounted or no cost, including new meeting space at Kyle Field.
And target groups to come in and utilize these facilities that have essentially now been paid for with this agreement and go to the marketplace and compete against competitive cities in Texas and say, come look at this beautiful facility, and oh, by the way, it's going to cost a lot less than it is in any other city.
Reed Arena, the Rudder Complex, the Penberthy Sports Complex, and the MSC are included in the agreement, which also includes Brazos County. This is the last week for College Station Fire Chief R.B. Alley, who is retiring after 8 years here and 40 years in the profession. Alley also served three mayors by giving the invocation at city council meetings.
Ron Sylvie, when I first came in, was our mayor, and then Ben White took over, and of course Mayor Nancy Berry now, and all three of them have, you know, asked me to continue that on. A lot of communities struggle with that, you know, whether to have, you know, prayer and government meetings. It's, you know, I just believe that things happen for a purpose, and if we can allow those types of opportunities for us to pray about our city and pray about what we need to do as a community, that, you know, the Lord will bless us and continue to bless us.
Alley is returning to his hometown of Virginia Beach, where he worked for 28 years before coming to College Station. Coming to a store near you, A&M is in a bottle of cologne.
A&M will be the first school in Texas with its own fragrance line. And if you're wondering what Texas A&M in a bottle will smell like, Mesick Collegiate Fragrances says the fragrance will include rich hints of rose, vanilla, and apple in a nod to the school colors. Chris Summer, TSN News.
And the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to return to a lower court the issue of affirmative action in college admissions was hailed by both sides. The University of Texas was sued by an Austin woman who was not admitted in 2008. UT President Bill Power says it upholds the school's policy and also points to a related issue.
The university is a leader in diversity in higher education, and this case is part of a decades-long commitment to that endeavor, both inside and outside the courtroom, by all of us here at the university.
Abigail Fisher, who went to college at LSU before returning to Austin, says she's confident UT won't be able to use race to determine future admissions.
It's been a great journey and a very great learning experience to see a case go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the court, said a federal appeals court needs to subject the University of Texas admission plan to the highest level of judicial scrutiny. WTAW News time is 8:37. It's 79 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced. And they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, They've open a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 229-9051 today.
Since 1985, homeowners throughout the Brazos Valley have trusted Anchor Foundation Repair to protect their largest investment. Our commitment to quality service has resulted in over 3,500 satisfied customers. Our experienced crews are capable of repairing all types of residential and commercial foundations and come with a lifetime guarantee. So call 690-2020 for your free foundation evaluation or visit us at anchorfoundationrepair.net to learn about the Anchor Advantage.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at 268-1162.
Weather across the area looks relatively warm the next several days, but it also doesn't look like much in the way of rainfall will be occurring across the region. Sunshine, we're in the mid to upper 90s today. Clear overnight in the mid-70s. More sun tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will drop down into the mid to upper 70s. It'll be sunny on Thursday. Highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. No break in the heat on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, there are plenty of unusual things in our history books.
Well, certainly.
But sometimes what's left out is even more interesting. For instance, January 15th, 1919, 21 people died, had little warning of the events that were about to occur. According to an article published in the New York Times, the only sound before the disaster was a dull, muffled roar. The noise was made by the explosion of a massive tank of molasses.
From the sugar.
Owned by Purity Distilling Company. Moments later, more than 2 million gallons of hot, thick, sticky molasses flooded the surrounding streets, destroying buildings, overturning wagons and trucks, and even knocking an elevated train off its tracks. Witnesses said the wave of molasses was 30 feet tall and traveled as fast as 35 miles an hour. Man.
That's a lot of molasses.
21 people died, including three firemen who were killed when their nearby firehouse collapsed. Another 150 people injured. The Great Molasses Flood of 1919. Never heard of it.
Yeah, I missed out on that one in the history books.
Got it right here. Okay, so no matter who you are, no matter where you live, chances are your parents expect you to fix their computer free. And if it's the only reason that you're even alive is because your parents were too cheap to pay for the tech support, which is really understandable, considering how many older parents haven't got a clue what they did wrong to their computer, let alone accept that it probably cost more to fix than a new computer would cost to buy. Well, being forced to be at your dad's beck and call since practically birth, one fed-up offspring has finally decided to do what many people have dreamed of. She invoiced her father for services rendered. Golly.
I bet you that went over quite well, thank you.
The invoice was tongue-in-cheek, sent from a billing department run by a suit-wearing beagle, she's actually an honest-to-goodness tech support employee. But still, she managed to get a good little dig in under the radar concerning the labeling of her dad as customer ID9. She explains, when I was younger, I made up a road trip game, and rule number 9 was, if dad doesn't understand, just ignore it. and we still claim rule number 9 about random things in our house. And the amount due for services rendered, one dinner at the Round Table Pizzeria. So there you go.
Oh, that's fun.
It is. This is kind of a neat story. Lonnie Whitener nailed a tricky little hole-in-one shot at the River Point Golf Club in Richmond, Texas. Moments later, his 13-year-old son, Zach, repeated the feat.
Yep.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Even best was the round of golf was played on Father's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
And they had two sets of foursomes witness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Showed up by your son.
That is...
The odds were... I want to say it was like 1 in 36 billion.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, astronomical. Rather get the lottery, really. But anyway. Kristen Stewart... Now, you remember we were talking about Kristen not too long
That's
ago.
That's the vampire's girlfriend.
That's right.
With the pouty face.
Not spending the summer moping around after her breakup with Robert Pattinson. Instead, the Twilight star took to a road trip with some friends from the South. Last week, Kristen spotted at the Hooters in Amarillo, of course, where she posed with fans and reportedly had the restaurant's Daytona chicken wings.
And pouted.
And a beer for dinner. But the fun didn't stop there. The next night, she had dinner at the Blue City Cafe in Memphis, followed by a stop at the famous Coyote Ugly Saloon, where she won a few games of pool. And finally, the vacation was wrapped up on Saturday with a souvenir as she went to Nashville's Pride and Glory Tattoo Studio to get her first ever wristy tattoo.
And pouted.
Yeah, so there you go. Got that.
She's notorious for
pouting.
Her pouty face.
There you go.
She has the same expression in every one of the movies.
Well, that doesn't mean that that's her as a real person. That just means she's not necessarily acting that well.
Remind me to show you a YouTube after the show.
I'm not sure I want to see a YouTube after the show.
No, no, it's okay. The good news, air pollution is down.
Why is Obama talking today?
Yeah. The bad news, air pollution apparently kept tropical storms under control.
Oh.
So now what are we going to do? Scientists from Great Britain's Meteorological Office have found that the lower atmospheric pollution is, the more destructive tropical storms are. While greenhouse gases warm the atmosphere and the oceans, which normally leads to more hurricanes and smog and acid rain, which is caused mainly by sulfide aerosols.
Look at you, Captain Expert.
Yeah, really. And they're released, okay? So, howsomever, with more and more countries... They've been cleaning this. They've been cleaning up their air, and they passed legislation to keep the air clean, get it clean, and keep it clean. The use of aerosols has thus declined, thus allowing scientists to play with models using the two separate pollutants. Using data and predictions from 1860 forward to the year 2050, scientists have found that aerosols actually cooled the ocean's waters, thereby suppressing hurricanes. Mm. However, the question is by no means answered, seeing as humans aren't the only ones who use aerosols. Volcanoes release huge quantities with every eruption. I say let's get a case of your favorite spray aerosol and go out in the ocean. Let's do our part. Who knew? We were helping Mother Nature with the aerosols. We had no idea.
It's like Scylla and Charybdis.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a rock in a hard place.
Oh. Scylla and Charybdis?
Scylla and Charybdis. It's from Greek mythology. Oh. It's like a... The choice the sailors had was this big rock or this big monster.
Yeah, okay, well.
So, which do we want?
Far more learned than I.
Yeah, that's Greek mythology, huh? Okay, well. That's good. Those are old stories. And, so men are feeling the pressure of beautifying themselves. Did you know that, Kevin? Did you know? Are you feeling pressure?
No.
I'm not either, but apparently there are people out there that are. According to a new survey, here are the top-ranked beauty products and treatments used by men.
Is this in Korea?
Well, it doesn't say. U.S. America? No, it doesn't say. Anyway, 54% of men use skincare products. That would be moisturizer and or eye cream.
Huh.
33%, you ready? 33% use waxing.
Yay!
Yeah! That's what it would be.
I don't even use waxing.
39% lip balm.
Good.
Now wait,
who wants a man with greasy lips?
That's like chapstick.
That could be chapstick. That's not, you know.
Okay.
I wear chapstick.
No. 29% manicure.
Yeah, I was imagining lip gloss. So, okay, yeah, lip balm's fine.
24% facials. 13% eyebrow waxing? Come on.
Some guys do have gross eyebrows. There should be two.
Work for Brooke Shields. Hello. Hello.
How y'all doing this morning?
Well, well, I guess we're okay. Tell us, what's going on?
Hey, I don't think there's any product out there that'll help me. I guarantee you.
To be beautified. The rest are foundation, fake tan, bronzer,
foundation,
concealer.
That's makeup.
I don't even wear
foundation.
Once again, it's
great googly mooglies.
There you go.
At Waldenbrook Estates in Bryan, our residents love to share their stories.
I'm Polly Petronella. I have been very happy here. The people are friendly. There's always something going on. You know, you just feel like you're with a family. It's wonderful. The people are wonderful. The food is good, and you will enjoy.
Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community. Call 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
Lincoln Motor Company is raising the standard, and Varsity Lincoln has embraced that standard with a commitment to luxury vehicle owners that is unmatched in the Brazos Valley. You're always on the move, so Varsity Lincoln offers loaner vehicles to every warranty client. Lincoln owners can also enjoy Wi-Fi in the business center, and every Lincoln receives a complimentary wash during service visits. The bar is being raised for luxury vehicle owners. Experience it for yourself at Varsity Lincoln, winner of the 2012 President's Award for Superior Customer Service.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
7 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is a little odd. We've got the...
Odder than men with makeup?
Well, it's unusual. I had some unusual findings, shall we say. It's a... they talked about the 4th of July is coming up, okay? And actually, Kevin and I were talking about this earlier. He had Coach G on his sports show yesterday talking about how we are event-oriented.
Yep.
We like events rather than an entire season. Thus, probably has something to do with the reason baseball is not the great American pastime anymore.
Because it takes too long.
And on and on and on and on. But anyway, so we do. We like events. So the question is, with the holidays coming up and the national event and all that, when is the most beer consumed? When is the most beer consumed?
Actually, was so wrong.
Yeah. Number one, you'd think Super Bowl. But Super Bowl is really pretty far down the list. First, with 68 million cases of beer, would be the 4th of July. So we got that coming up, okay? Then there's Labor Day at about 64 million cases of beer. Then comes, sadly, Memorial Day.
Hmm.
Even more sadly, Father's Day. Really?
What is hot weather?
Then comes Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I got to tolerate these kids. Bring me another beer.
Number seven, when it comes to
after Christmas
occasions for consuming beer, Easter.
Christmas was close.
Easter.
Who drinks beer for Easter?
Well, apparently 53 million cases of beer for Easter.
Hmm.
And then the Super Bowl at 51.7.
Maybe that wasn't in America. Maybe that was like in Australia.
I guess that could well be. But Easter. Well, looks like Paula Deen is going to be on the Today Show after all. Matt Lauer announced yesterday that Paula will be on the show tomorrow morning, despite last week's sudden cancellation when she got farred. I think we know about Paula. So there you go. She's apparently going to be on with Matt Lauer tomorrow.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Want your dog to actually sleep when you do? Bring them to PlayCare at Waggy Pet Zone. There are several PlayCare packages available to suit your budget, and they'll love coming to Waggy Pet Zone to socialize with their best doggy buds. If it breaks your heart to leave your dog at home, bring them to Waggy Pet Zone's PlayCare, a completely supervised, cage-free group play day for spayed and neutered dogs of all breeds and ages. Give them a call, 693-9663. That's 693-9663. Or click on WaggyPetZone.com for details.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, and maybe we'll just leave this in the background just because that's
the ambiance.
It's our coffee.
Are you
shop
feeling
thing
creative?
Again. Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
Right before the break, you were talking about Paula Deen.
I
have to say is, you know, if they're going to fire her and shut her down off all these networks, well, why can't they fire all the rappers and kick them all off of their labels, you know?
It's very interesting.
If it's the same word, and they say it all the time,
yeah, they do.
I feel like we have a cannibalistic society.
Well, this Bill Maher spoke to that the other day, and he said, you know, there's no doubt that that was a horrible thing, and she used bad judgment using that word, but do you take her off of the air? Do you kill her livelihood because of that?
Well, too, if you read the context of when she said it, it's like they asked her if she used it, and she said, yeah, I think I might have a long time ago when someone put a gun to my head.
But you're probably right. I mean, we're cannibalistic in that, you know, they want to ruin this woman's career. And I'm not condoning what she did, not supporting what she did. But let the public decide. I mean, let the public decide.
Well,
whether
the problem
to take
is with the public makes decisions all of the time, but without any information.
Well, again, based on what they hear. Of course, the other thing is, and there was some speculation, maybe they were ready to get her off the air. And this was the time to do it. This kind of regain control of the situation. And anyhow, there's plenty of theories out there.
Who knows?
Now, one kind of interesting aside to this Ed Snowden deal, mm-hmm. okay, is, of course, there was rumor that he was going to be flying from Moscow to Cuba.
Right.
And so a whole bunch of media types decided to buy tickets on that airplane. Well, it's a 12-hour flight.
And they were stuck.
That's right. And with no booze on the flight. You could not drink on that flight. So you had 12 hours without booze. And again, these are members of the media. So once again, that tells you you've got a problem on your hands right there.
Unfortunately, so. They didn't stop at duty-free first.
But they kind of got even with them. So that's
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, if you like old guy music, Bobby Blue Bland, you remember him? He passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
83 years old, died Sunday in May.